You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a concern on the potential toxicity of nanoparticles to humans, and there's also a concern on the impact that nanoparticles may have on the environment.
Nanoparticles, tiny bits of matter with unique properties, are finding their way into many household products, and up to now, they're mostly unregulated. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We're actually looking into different scenarios of how nanoparticles could be toxic to humans or to the environment.
Deborah Burhanu is an assistant professor at the City University of New York in Kingsborough Community College.
A nanoparticle that is discarded in the sea will adsorb organic molecules that are naturally present. These molecules are very complex, and it is difficult to understand how natural organic matter interacts with nanoparticles. Does it destroy it? Does it preserve it? If it preserves it, what are the new properties this nanoparticle has? For example, zinc oxide nanoparticles are used for sunscreens. But now when we swim, we're actually discarding these nanoparticles in the sea or the lake that we're swimming in. The nanoparticle then enters in contact with organic molecules that are already present in the water. The interaction will define what will be the new property of that nanoparticle. Understanding this also provides us with the possibility to design safe nanomaterials.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation.